It's 7 minutes to seven, BBC Radio Solent, with our morning thoughts, and we're joined for the rest of this week by Simon the Scientist. It's Dr. Simon Colstow, talks of himself as a scientist and a Christian, lives in Botley, works for University College London, and he's with us this Tuesday morning.
Good morning. For Christmas this year, I got some binoculars. Not that I wanted binoculars for any particular reason, but rather my mum put me on the spot and it was the first thing that came to my mind. After unsuccessfully trying to look at some birds and a cat in my garden, and even more disappointedly discovering that I couldn't really see into any of my neighbours' windows, I decided to turn my binoculars skywards and have a look at the stars. Now, I'm a biologist by training, and have spent so much of the last few years looking down microscopes that I've seldom thought about the bigger things that live above my head. Yes, of course I glimpse stars when I'm out at night, and see star charts and pictures in magazines, but this was the first time I ever tried to examine the heavens for myself. My first look at the stars through binoculars will live with me for a long time. In the past, I never quite appreciated why people spent nights in cold fields looking at stars, but now I know. It's really difficult to explain in words the experience of gazing at the vastness of the universe, knowing that the light you are seeing has travelled trillions of miles and has taken billions of years just to reach your eyes. Of course, very few of us will ever escape this Earth and visit these stars. However, if you need a sense of perspective and want an insight into another world, I'd recommend grabbing some binoculars and having a look at the stars. It's so easy to do, and I promise it won't disappoint.
It can humble you too, can't it?
It can, yes.
We'll see you again tomorrow morning. Simon Colstow, thank you very much for joining us on BBC Radio 7.